He's a helping Pasha's boy.
Come to the Sedra, and the obvious question people ask, why did it take so long for Paroi to capitulate? Why did it take so long? That's the matter. Oh. So the instinctive answer would be, it's not a question. The Ribono Shel Olam hardened his heart. He couldn't have surrendered even if he wanted to. What kind of a question? I'm asking a question. How do you understand Paroi's mindset? Why didn't he give in? So he said the cash doesn't start because the Ribono Shel Olam hardened his heart. Right. So the answer. So the reason why I'm asking this question is because I'm going to explain, according to the Mefarshim who learn, that it doesn't mean Ribono Shel Olam literally hardened his heart and it was impossible to do teshuva. The Rambam shit is. Not everyone agrees with Rambam, that Paroi was literally absolutely impossible for him to do tshuva even if he wanted to. After, again, the Rambam asked the obvious question, isn't this a contradiction to the Inyan of Bechira? Every person's got free will to do Ratzon Hashem or not. Says the Rambam, because he did so much rishus of his own accord, wasn't the beginning, he had plenty of time to do tshuva, and because he was such a rosh and refused to do tshuva, there comes a point where a person is so wicked that the punishment the Bereshit gives him is he's no longer able to do tshuva. Yeah, very frightening. Rambam, that's a thing. That was the lesson we learned from Paroi. That if a person persists in his wickedness and is given opportunities to do tshuva and he doesn't take the opportunity, sometimes you can receive the most terrible punishment. The opportunity to do tshuva is taken away from him. Right, so if we're learning that is the Pshat by Ni'ak actually Paroi, then obviously we can't start asking why is it that Paroi didn't do tshuva? He wasn't able to do tshuva. There's another shitter was Sephorno, I've heard under Mepharshim as well, not at the Rambam. If he wanted to, he really could have done tshuva. The Sephorno is in the Pshat of Ni'ak, he says here, the Yosak Kerechovit B'tshuva S'tushon V'lova Misosam, yeah? And the Echmas Eloshem, Mela, so he says as follows. He says the idea was that Paroi could have. He says a lashon here. The idea was lule hachbodes aleiv haya Paroi mashalech esor b'li sofik loyal tzad shuva v'achno. If not for the Ribono Shel Olam hardening his heart, Paroi would have sent away the Eden, but that would not have been an emes tshuva because it would only have been because he's frightened of the makas. But that's not emes tshuva. Yeah. That she's nachem with says you wouldn't have been she's nachem mi amoy. You wouldn't have had charotta from being rebellious. Afal be she hikah god of a tshuva. El al tzad yosef bilti yochel lisvah samachas. Had Paroi sent out the Eden earlier before Makas Bechiras, it wouldn't have been a genuine tshuva. Tshuva meaning I recognize the Ribono Shel Olam is the Baal HaBos. It would just have been machmas under duress. That's what the Ribono Shel Olam took away from him. That's why the Ribono Shel Olam gave him the koyach to be soivel the machat. Access libay, according to the Sephorno and other mafashim, does not mean Paroi was impossible him to do tshuva. What it means was, normally, instinctively, he would have sent away the Eden because of the machas, and that would not be a proper tshuva, that was just under duress, and he wouldn't have had emes hacharata. So the Ribono Shel Olam gave him the koyach to put up with the makas, to be sorry for the makas, and not to do what he would instinctively have done to let the Eden go, because that would not have been emes tshuva. So he took away the...
This wouldn't
be makas gadlus Hashem. So he says here, Avol, in Paroi, listen to the words of the phone, Avol, im hoya Paroi chofet lichona lekel yizborach, v'loshuv elov b'tshuva shleima. If you want to do a real tshuva, loy hoya loy mizeh shum moinea. Had Paroi wanted to do an emes tshuva, a tshuva, had he wanted to be makir the Ribono Shel Olam and send away the Eden willingly, nothing would have stopped him. Because in Sfon, I think other Mepharshim also say. So when it says ani akses lev Paroi, does not mean, according to the Rambam, it was taken away. The possibility of tshuva was taken away from Paroi. According to Sforn and other Mepharshim, the possibility was not taken away from him. What was taken away was the instinctive reaction, I've got to get them out because they're ruining my country, they're destroying Mitzrayim. So that reaction is not worth my while. They're destroying Mitzrayim. That was taken away from him. Why? Because the Baruch Hashem knew if he would have done Shuvah like that, that's just Meira, that's under duress, and that is not real. That is not real Shuvah, yeah? Shalulach was if I'm a shaz, believe of it, I'll be tachulach not, it wouldn't have been yisnache in miyosma. He wouldn't have regretted being rebellious. Abba Bishik God of a tuva, and I'll tada yosa, bilti yocha lisful oi the source of makers. That's not called tshuva. Not the tshuva the Bershon wants him to do. So the question is, according to we're saying now that really if he wanted to, he could. So what was the main thing that was preventing him from doing a tshuva shleima? So then the answer is the possible beginning of Parshas Bo. Ad Mosa Meanta Le'onos Miponai. Yeah? Me'onos at Rashi Liskano Sh'oni V'shofel. To be machnir oneself, it would appear from this Rashi, that to be machnir oneself, to humble oneself, To give in on one's covered is an exceptionally great nisoyan. It's such a great nisoyan that a parrot can be prepared to have suffering, his whole country being ruined, because he can't feel he's being humiliated. Yeah. Humiliation, yeah. It's a very, very, it's a major nisoyan to be put to shame. It's a major nisoyan to have to change it, yeah. Paru has been saying, I don't believe in the Ribono Shel Olam, to have to admit in Hashgachas Hashem is a major nisoyan, and the gaiva which was stopping him being modi. We all know that people have to make a U-turn, have to make what's called a humiliating U-turn. And all people have shitters and they have to give in and change them. It's a very, very big bizoyan, yeah? Eat humble pie. Oh. Especially it's a big nisoyan. The Mepharshim say, but that Keda. When Avraham, it's not only Avraham was told to offer up his son Yitzchak, it's the humiliation of afterwards having to face the whole world. Avraham, who's the Isha Chesed, who's been campaigning his whole life against Avodah Zorah, and campaigning for the Ribono Shel Olam, and campaigning against all these pagan practices of human sacrifice, he had to face the world having done such a thing like that. Shechting Yisrael is the humiliation. Is a major nisoyan. Yeah, Rav Avinu's main policy is doch chesed. Yeah, so after the Akedah, if Rav Avinu faces the world, what does he say? His flagship policy is in tatters. That's what it is. It's in tatters, gornish. Is it? Yeah, Schmeichel. That's a good definition. Yeah. Sintagonish, oh, abgefragt. Is thus, is Paroi. Paroi, his flagship policy is, it's not a stock in the bonus name. He deified himself. It's Paroi who deified himself and didn't want, is a major humiliation. It's a major, it's not a slice, it's a ganz humble pie, it's a slice of humble pie. So it's a ganz bizarre, is the humiliation and the degradation and the shame is such a big obstacle, the main obstacle preventing doing tshuva. Shadon the Chavis Avavah says in Shavas Hashem, so we all know that you've got to have a serious nefesh for the Ribono Shel Olam. So Chazal say, the Apostle Krishna, Chal Avav, Chal Nefesh Amidecha, to give away your life. So once you've given away your life, what's more than that? Says Chazal, why does he give away your money? Says Chazal, because some members, once you say give away your life's everything. Person that's prepared under certain circumstances to give away his life for the Ribono Shel Olam. So why does he give away your money? Money is a small nisan compared to your life. Says Chazal, some people, the money's more than their life. Yes, this Mepharshim saying the second passion says B'chama Oidchem. The first passion is Noshin Yochid. There are some people who are like that. But Tishma and Nafshechem, speaking to the rabbin, generally for clarity, so you don't mention them. Once you have your life, that's it. Give away the thing you like most, give away your life, that's it. Everything's included. Some people, if you tell them give away their life, they might say, well, I prefer my money to my life. Says the Chavis Alvavas in Sha'avas Hashem, an amazing Chiddush. There's a third Madrega. Some people read, Chavis Alvavas, Chazal, Chavis Alvavas said it. Some people want to give away the money and not the life. Some people, the money and the life. But some people will give away the money and the life, but not their covered. Yes, to give away the money, and the, but not the covered. Chavos is he put in Sha'avas Hashem, Mitzvahs Nevi'ah, give me 3 madrigas. Chazal say 2 madrigas. Money and life. The Chavos Avos, the 3rd madriga. Give away your covered from the Ribbono Shloilem. Give away your honor. To get the Mitzvah Bizyonis. To get Bizyonis, put to shame, yeah? A man blechavevu rabbim is like Yehoram Vayava. So Ben Yonis says, it's a type of Ritzicha. It's a type of, if a person puts someone else to shame in public, could be a person has to give away his life, it's better to jump into a fire than to shame someone in public. It's not one of the Gimel Averas. There's only 3 Averas you have for a person to give his life for. With the Zora, Gilei Aroyos, Shvichas Domi. Now make a 4th Avera. Says the Ben Yonis, it's part of Ritzicha. It's part of Ritzicha. You're killing him. If I say, to be put to shame can be a fate worse than death. So that's nice. A person you put to shame in public can be a fate worse than death. Vice for Paroi is an example. He wasn't prepared to put to shame. Maybe the humiliation was so great that he carried on, he persisted till the very end. So it's a great salimut. Midas, yeah. The Kivagan, last week's parasha says, the Pasuk said that the... Not speaking last week's parasha, a short part. It says, yeah, Hasit achitav asoyron, pishta asoyron ukasa, and the chitam kusemes wasn't hit, yeah? So why is that coming? Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Paroi. Then the apostle digresses, tell you, certain plants were knocked down by the borah, and some of the plants were still growing. It says, of Kiva Eger, this was Musa, Moshe Rabbeinu to Paroi. Why was the chitam soyron hidden by the borah? Because it was fully grown, it was hard, and it got banged down. Mashing and the plants that were soft, they're pliable. Lo'olami Adam shouldn't be cracked, conicot. It was a mush of Rosh Abenu. If you're hard, if you're rigid, if you're obstinate, you'll get pet, you'll be knocked down. If you're more soft and more accommodating and more humble, you'll survive. Having Vegas and Murdik. In the middle of Psukim, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Paroi, he's not standing, pushing them, he's saying, by the way, certain plants were hit by the Borov, and certain plants were not hit. So we're going, no, Moshe Rabbeinu, take a lesson from the Borov. They just happened to, which plants survived the Borov? Those that were soft, those that were hard, the obstinate ones were knocked down. And Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, that's what's going to be your downfall. The Gaiver and the Akshonus of Paroi was going to be his downfall. Okay, Zain again, I'm Musa, Gaiver, yeah. That's a bit of a chizuk that we think when there are no shaykhs to Mesiris Nefesh. The highest madrega is Mesiris Nefesh for Torah Mitzvahs. It's Baruch Hashem, we're never faced with temptations of Mesiris Nefesh. But sometimes a small nisayim to give away a bit of kavod for a mitzvah to a person he does, a person wants to do something, he doesn't do anything. If he keeps a mitzvah or he abstains from a veil, he'll get a bit of bizyonis, yeah? Everyone's talking Lashon Hara, and he's the only one who's not. He feels like he's not one of the Chelaget B'Zion, a bit of busha, whatever it is. Mela, a bit of busha, a person gets put to shame, if we see Mrs. Nefesh, so it's an outstanding schus. It's the greatest schus a person has for himself is, if a mitzvah cost him a bit of his illness. He needed to be put to shame because he kept the mitzvah, other people didn't, and people were laughing at him, whatever, it's the greatest schus. Like Paroi didn't want to be a laughing stock. It's a person zoicha. It's a mamash asuch. It's a privilege. It's a privilege for a person if he's zoicha to keep Torah mitzvahs. And other people are laughing at him, and people think he's putting himself to shame. But not, you're not allowed to put yourself to shame deliberately. But if it comes to Torah mitzvahs, the greatest chus.
These soft plants were still eaten by the
Arab. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. That's just the just divide for God. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
What did you say?
The soft plants were eaten by the Arab. But Arab did eat the soft plants. But they started talking to him. Lots of that's pshat in the Maaseh Shoya. Avada pshat was a bunch of one night. Just the Remez, Paroi from Remez and Moshe Rabbeinu, at this stage you can make this observation. I'm not saying Avada. Moshe wants everything, yeah? That was the Kavod. It's just that. Not saying that's why it happened for Paroi. Just saying Moshe Rabbeinu's telling Paroi at this stage you can take a lesson from it. Okay, that's one point now. Different point now there. I'm saying now it's based on the Geish Rashiva brings the whole inyan of Makas Bechairus. Interesting here. It says here, Makas Bechairus, as we know, every Bechair was killed in Mitzrayim. And the Pasuk makes a point of saying from the highest level of society till the very lowest. Yeah? Even the Bechaya Shifcha, the low, everyone, no one was spared. Even Paris Lav was a Bechaya, right? So the Pasuk says, very interesting, the Pasuk says, Shifcha, even in Bechaya Shifcha. Right. Now there is a Rashi about B'chai HaShvi. There's B'chai Paroi, but not B'chai HaShvi, the B'chai of the prisons in Mitzrayim. So Rashi said, the prisoner there, Rashi says, Lo Malach HaShvuyim, K'desh L'yom R'yirostam Tov El Boinam, the Hebrew writers of Mitzrayim. They'll say, it was for our sake. Now the interesting observation is, the Rashi about the B'chai HaShvi is written in a posuk where the words B'chai HaShvi don't occur in that posuk. That's the pasuk. And on that pasuk, which mentions B'chai Paroi and B'chai Shivcha, Rashi makes an observation about B'chai HaShvi. But B'chai HaShvi is not in that pasuk. Where is B'chai HaShvi? When Machab Tchoyos happens, here Moshe makes warning Paroi, everybody will die. Paroi, from Paroi, the very top, to the very lowest member of society, B'chai HaShivcha. But B'chai HaShvi, no mention. Where's B'chai HaShvi mentioned? Then it says there, so when Machis Bechoros took place, the Bechor HaShvi is mentioned. When Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Paroi, the Bechor HaShvi is not mentioned. And Rashi, in the Asra, starts explaining Bechor HaShvi, which is not in the Pasuk. Obvious question. So one of the answers follows. The Pshat is like, Rashi's concern, if it wouldn't be for that, if you could say, no explanation. Any B'chai Mitzrayim got killed. The Shaila is, why is B'chai HaShvi omitted from the Asra? It's mashma that the B'chai HaShvi, Paroi was not warned about it. He was not warning you, if you don't let the Eden out, all your B'chai are going to die. So Rashi is concerned that B'chai HaShvi was missed out of the warning, but they still got Machat B'chaios. There has to be a reason they don't need a warning. The answer is as follows. All the Bechorim Mitzrayim were punished because they were Meshabbat the Klal Yisrael. But every Bechorim Mitzrayim as a nation was Meshabbat Klal Yisrael. So every Bechorim Mitzrayim, because they're all in it together. Everybody was Meshabbat Klal Yisrael, or if they didn't, they enjoyed it all in it together. Mela, no question, every Bechorim needs to die. The question is, Bechorim HaShvi, they were not Meshabbat Klal Yisrael. Some of Farshim say they weren't even Mitzrayim, could be. There were other people in Mitzrayim, they were prisoners themselves. Klal Yisrael, other prisoners, who were they? Could be they were, some of Farshim, they weren't even Mitzrayim necessarily. They were people, whoever. Foreigners, asylum seekers, Echmeisels, people there in Mitzrayim, and prisoners. People, prisoners, waiting to have Gordish, they come Meshabbat. The question is, why do they deserve to be killed? So when it comes to the warning of Machis Bechoyres, and Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Paroi, every mitzvah, they also enjoyed it. I said, and the other lady, Shivcha, they're also Meshabbat, even the Shivchas, the Chiddush ones, they did it on the dress, they were working for their own, they're also Meshabbatim. Shivcha, says Rashi later, they were also Meshabbatim, Smeicha, enjoying it. A Shivcha's got no choice, has to work. The Chiddush, even a Shivcha, who was under orders to of the Ma'is, they made the Eden work. So every mitzvah is blamed for making the Eden work more or less. Even the Shivcha was under dress. Oh, but the Shvi had no Shaykh of the Shiva Mitzrayim. So Rashi had a difficulty. Why were the Shvuyim punished the Machat B'chayos? And Rashi says it on the warning because it's a significant omission that the Shvi's missed out by the warning. Says Rashi in the Masechet El Merdik, they had a type of punishment that doesn't need a warning. It wasn't as a punishment for Mitzrayim. The Shvuyim, their Machat B'chayos was that they shouldn't say, our Avodah Zorah is sticking up for us. Machat B'chayos came on our behalf. So that is not connected to the punishment, yeah? So the Geis Rishiva says, you bring this safer, there's two chalokim. There's the chalik of Machat B'chayos, the man to Sapa to tell the Yidin Machat B'chayos, Hashkoch Hashem. There's also chalik, Gamagoy Asher Yavoidu Don Anoichi. The Mitzvim needs to be punished. So the Mitzvim needs to be punished. It means every Mitzvah needs to be punished. Even the Shivcha, they were working, they were enjoying it. So every Mitzvah of the Mitzvah is involved in the Shivcha. Oh, but the Shvim were not involved in the Shivcha. They're prisoners themselves. So Rashi Modik, their punishment was a completely different in altogether, just to stop them, to prevent them from saying, well, the Machzor came for us. So that doesn't need a warning. Paro needs to be warned. If you don't send the Eden out, you're going to suffer. All the Bechayim are going to be killed. But Paro, Fumfashi says, Paro will not be Nisman. I'm warning you, if you don't let the Eden go, the Bechayim of your Shurim will die. They're not Nisman. Paro's not concerned about that. And it also didn't come as a punishment for Paro. The Bechayim of Shvi did not come as a Bazaar. It was not given in the warning. That's a pshat. The Bechayim of Shvi was not, Paro wasn't warned about, because it wasn't the chelik of the, it was not a chelik of the posuk, the gamma goya shei avoidu don on oichin. Lashni in the safe and feya as the ale, your lashni says be.
What's about the behemoths?
The behemoths have been nothing, because they were Zohar. They served the behemoths.
Which behemoths? Was it only
Mikhail?
Yeah, I don't know. Were Dr. Katzfeld as well?
Not a behemoth.
Yeah.
No, only Seth.
Yeah,
only the Mikhail as well. I teach you a lesson, all your Bechayim will die. So Paro gets a big Makkah, he'll teach him a grace and Musa. But Paro won't take a lesson from the Shvuyim. So it's a completely different reason. But Kivish and Shach and Etz HaMakkah, they weren't in Asra. But Shain came, Bechayim HaShvoch, and they stabbed him, and they weren't. That was including Gadam Don Anoichi. No, that's Pshat Rashi. That's the Shvi, and that's how she says it on Asra. Oh, and now he goes further. Listen to this now. Fascinating. He says in Posnik, Anivah Lo Malach. Only the Boaz himself. The Mufarsh Mas Akasha, for Leitin Hamashchis, Lovoy Abatechim. There was a Malach Hamashchis. You can't leave your house because Kivish Nitnu Shus the Mashchis, you may get good. Here the Kasha seems to be stealing in Psukim. We know from that God that the abundance of the Bakhs of Achoyas. But then the possibly is Hamashchis. She says, Murdik is Achia. The Chelik of Makhis Bechoyas, that was a punishment for the Mitzrayim, that was the Bershim himself. Loyedei Machizov. But the Chelik Ashvuyim, that wasn't Makas Bechayrus. That wasn't a punishment. It was, and that Chelik was taka through a Malach HaMashchis. That's the Malach HaMashchis. That's the Mashchis with the Mekher Shvuyim. Oh. Now, there's a pasuk in Tehillim. Vayachko Bechayr Be'atzom, Reishis Oynim Be'alecham. Another pasuk, Vayachko Bechayr, there's two pachalachim, Bechayr, and Rachis Oinim. No possum being said in Kufay. Vayachal Bechaya Vatsam, Rachis the Chal Oinim. So it's Bechaya, Possum in Tillin, there's two descriptions of a Bechaya. Vayachal Bechaya Vimisan, Rachis Oinim Balecham. One possum, and in Tillin Kufay it says, Vayachal Bechaya Vatsam, Rachis the Chal Oinim. So Rachis Oinim means a Bechaya me of. Rachis Oinim, says the Mordecai Zachia. The Makas Bechayrus on the Mitzrayim, that wasn't only for Rashi, that was all Bechayim. Of Aim, anybody who's got a Shem Bechayim. Mar She'en Kain. That's Rashi. Mar She'en Kain, the Chelik of Makkah of the Shvuyim, that was just to take away the Cheshash, the Shlevoi, the Zohar wouldn't do it. Bazoi, that was just on Bechayrim. Only a Bechayim Ein, the ones that are Bechayim, Vadoim, to stand to that. Bechayim we can't know. Bechayim especially the Shema Mazan, who didn't know, yeah? The Meila, who knew was a Bechayim? And the Bonshem knew. But the Chelik of that was only on Bechayim, a Bechayim Einim, which is a Bechayim of, that included the Mitzrayim as well. Yeah? Because that's the that tack you need the Bonshem to do, yeah? There's a famous Chazal. If you try to do a trick, people try to do a trick with mitzvahs, the moshel. I don't know why they want to do it. People want to do as a mishigah. Someone wants to pretend he's doing a mitzvah, not doing it, but the moshel. He takes some fake techeilas and puts it on his tzitzis. Everyone wants to pretend he's from, yeah? Other examples, a chveis, he puts his weights and makes them weigh more than they are. He has some in ribbis. He takes some money and lends it and says it belongs to a goy. A few mitzvahs, the Torah writes, and the Torah writes these days, I took you out of Israel. What does that mean, says Rashi? There are certain mitzvahs, strange thing to do, a person wants to fool people. What's he going to know? Who's he? He knows he's not doing a mitzvah. Mishigas! He puts some fake trailers, and we're wearing trailers. Mishigas! That's more hard, but better to understand maybe. He lends money with ribbis, and he pretends it's from a goy. He's doing tricks, and he thinks he'll get away with it. So the Ribbono Shel Olam reminds him, I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam, I know what's going on. What's the moshul? The Ribbono Shel Olam is one step ahead of all these clever people. I knew the difference between a tipu shabuchoya le'ena shabuchoya. No one knew that. So that's the moshul the Ribbono Shel Olam gives. Ashkocha prod, I'm the Ribbono Shel Olam, and you cannot fool Hashem. You can fool the whole world, you can do tricks, you can do aveiras, you can do schwindles, you can get away with it, but the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what you're doing. Oh, and a few places in the Torah where I give examples of people trying to trick other people, and think, I'm very clever, I did a chochma, yeah? Toma mishkalosa b'melech, and he says it weighs more. He does chochmas in business, he makes a profit, he gets away with it, apparently. So the Ribbono Shel Olam reminds him, Avada has opgenad against the Welt, but the Ribbono Shel Olam will not be fooled by you. Ich bin the melech malchem la'enoche. Haraya, if you need a proof, in Mitzrayim, I could tell the difference who's a b'chayah, who's not a b'chayah. Yeah. And sometimes, someone you thought wasn't a b'chayah, was a b'chayah. Why? Because the wife would be mezana. So that applies to b'chayah me'ov. A b'chayah me'aim is obvious who it is. Yeah. So it's very maduk. So the Ribbono Shel Olam ba'atzmai made makis b'chayahs for the b'chayah me'ov. Because a b'chayah me'ov is a davar shem atzina. The Ribbono Shel Olam made makis, and that's the Ribbono Shel Olam ayin shem chanti. But there's another makis b'chayahs, on stam, a b'chayah me'aim, the shemuyim, and that was taka ma'acha mashkis. That's my nechami. So that's why taka does saskon, and ma'acha mashkis, this is gara. And he says that's what he brings also, Kivega said a similar thing as well. If Ram Gorvich said, he brings Kivega, same thing as well. Why is there no kedushas b'chayah me'aim? Why don't you have a kedusha b'chayah me'av? Kaddish lichol chayah petako rechem. The b'chayrim got a kedusha, they were saved from makas b'chayrus. So why is only a b'chayim me'ein got a din b'chayah, peterechem? Weren't the b'chayim of also saved from makas b'chayrus? So the Mordik, the b'chayim me'av and ishkin chiddish, because the Ribbono Shel Olam himself knows it's not a b'chayah. The b'chayim me'ein was made by a malach ha-mashchis, so it's like a sakona. Yeah? You have chana. We don't know who's b'chayim me'av. Who knows who's a b'chayim me'av? Only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. Me'mei the b'chayim me'chvodim atzmai, and even a malach memela, but b'chayim me'aim, that's quite clear. Who that was the malach ha-mashchis. And a b'chayim me'aim, taka ein a mavchim. Why couldn't they leave the houses? I am a yid, not a goy. It tells you, once there's a malach ha-mashchis around, you get caught up. So listen, boy, don't leave your house. Why? Because there's a malach going around, and maybe you'll get sort of caught up. You've been in the wrong place at the wrong time. You get. What do you mean? A Ribbono Shel Olam knows I'm not a Yitzhak. Is the Machis B'chayrus that came through the Ribbono Shel Olam B'chvayud of the Atzmai? There's no Sakana Bamas, because Bamas and Yishem. Oh, but there's also B'chayim Me'aim. And what and the B'chayim Me'aim was made through a Malach HaMashkis. And the Malach HaMashkis around ain't a Mavchin. You have to go, no, leave your house. And that's up. And that's why the Ikedim B'chayim attacker is on B'chayim Me'aim. Why? To Modik. Because the main Hatzalah of the Yiddish B'chayrim was the B'chayrus Me'aim, because they were also Shavuyim. Hata what? The B'chayrim Me'av, all Mitzvahim are clear the Machs B'chayrus. But Yid's not a Mitzvah. Why are you not worried? What's the big Kiddush? Every Yiddish B'chayrus, all the B'chayrus, I would say, when you say, of course you're saved. Machs B'chayrus was meant for the Egyptian B'chayrim. Why should Yiddish B'chayrim have a habit of being punished? The answer is in a Chalamitaka. A Yiddish B'chayrim Me'av, now have a minute, because the Ribbono Shel Olam knows your b'chayah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam knows your yid. Oh, but the b'chayah me'aim, that was the malach ha-mashkis. Right. And also shivuyim, yid also shivuyim. So they were on the simmer, b'chayah ha-shvi, the chiddush is, all prisoners in Mitzrayim got malach b'chayah, oh, but not the Yiddish prisoners. So the main chiddush that Klal Yisrael were not punished in malach b'chayahs, is they didn't receive the malach b'chayahs or the b'chayah ha-shvuyim. Had the chiddush? Stammer, and that's the Podim and Amisa, Bechayus or Peterechem, but the Bezer Lurat Bechayus Anga Bechayus Shvi, for I Bechayus or Gamkin Bechayus Shvi. And second of all, it was a Malach HaMashkis.
Why?
Why? ולא יהיה בכם נגף ומשקריס בקויז, יא? היקש שם הפרש, יא? זה קשה, יא? זה קשה. הוא אומר לך משקריס. אתה יודע? אה, 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 B'choya and Rashi's Oynim, yeah? V'yachka b'choya b'yach. She says like all lechom, means like a mitzvim, yeah? Rashi's Oynim says like all lechom, mitzvim. Rashi's Oynim. And the other one is like b'choya, b'choya me'ein. So that's it. Every mitzvah was punished, b'choya. Every mitzvah took part in the shibud. Aye, even the shvuyim were like semeichim, enjoying it. So that wasn't ikka. Though Rashi just said by the shifcha, they were working, they were enjoying the Eden's Taurus. So maybe the Shvuyim also enjoyed, that's not enough. Mizrach, that's not, that was not the main point, yeah? You could say even the Shvuyim need to be punished. So the Shivcha was maybe working, and they were enjoying it. While they were working, they were also enjoying it. But the Shivcha, at least they weren't, and they weren't balabatim, but they're actually making the Eden work, and maybe they were doing it under duress, but they had a geschmack, made the Eden work. But Shenken, that's not itself, not enough.
Why
not? That's not
enough. What?
I can't ask that question.
You can't answer.
The Yidden were asked to take money from its tzviyim. Interesting Rashi, to take all the gold and silver.
Can't ask the question.
Right? Maybe God asked you, right? Why? Why just these 10 makas? Why? Why? That's the why. Dabba no bozeom, says Rashi. Bakosha mimcha has here on kach. So Yoimos the tzaddik Avram vavodu v'nizum kiim bem. What is it called? Lekiim bem. Come to Rashi. Please ask you to take gold and silver. Why? Avram avinu will have tainers. Vavodu v'nizum kiim bem. You kept that, but why did you keep Ruchush Godel? In order Avram avinu shouldn't have tainers. Freaked. Everyone will ask this question. Is the reason why the Rebbeinu Shem has to do it because Avram avinu will have tainers? Boy has to keep his promise. The chush godel. Something like that. From we have tainus, please take money. Yeah. So one answer is that really the Ribbono Shlom did not have to give them gold and silver. Mekayim chush godel. He could have been mekayim the chush godel with a ruchnistik chush. A great wealth. Gevaldige Sachen. What have they gained? They've been from Mitzrayim. Kuha Basel. They've been purified. They've had Yisurim, which is mekayim. And they've learned from God's things. They've had also midas achdus, was great achdus. They've trained themselves to be noise of oil. They've had achdus. They've had savlonas. They've seen their esamakus. A gavadi chizik and emuna. They've seen the shinu hatev of the esamakus, and they're going to go out of Israel to get Torah mitzvahs. Is all that is an exceptional rechush? It's wealth. It's gavadi gazachen. It's not gashmistical wealth. So the Ribbono Shlom could have been Mekayim Rechush Godel, you will be mamash enriched. You will be spiritually enriched by the experience of being in Mitzrayim, and by leaving Mitzrayim, you'll be more spiritually enriched. This is Rechush Godel. The Raya can also be in Ruchnius, because Shevet Levi didn't work. So where's the Avodim, the Inuos from Shevet Levi? Shevet Levi didn't work. The answer is, it was a Golos HaNefesh. The Neshama was in Golos. So there was a Golos. There was a Golos and Yisurim for the Neshama. So if the Avodim and Inuosam can be in Ruchnius, so who would the Ruchush Godel can be in Ruchnius? And then that would make it. Avraham Avinu at Tainan. I want to see it. I want to see it. But Poyol, yeah? about the kain behem. I want to put that behem, I want it on the goof. No, Pshay Bins could be like a gadif in Taninom. Taninom Yasmi, kind of kinder, they've got a dintoyer with small children. They can't say, someone speaks on their behalf. Someone's got a dintoyer with Yisoyimim. They want Taninom. We have to tie on their behalf, yeah? Even the so Bazoi, do have kind of kinder, or other people, even maybe grown up people who are like kind of kinder. For Steinish, they don't understand the great wealth of leaving Mitzrayim. Some Yidden maybe didn't understand that to be in Mitzrayim was a rechush gadol. To be able to be in Mitzrayim and experience the Shibud and see the Esamakas and experience the Cheirus and go to Mount Sinai is a rechush gadol shen kamoyu. It's worth millions. A bazaar, that's enough really. But some Yidden don't understand that. Some Yidden only understand material things. So that Yavon we have Avod of the King Behem. The mice of Eden had physical hard work as well. So because that's physical hard work, they had a physical, a gashmiistic shibud. So I want them also to have a rechush gadol in gashmius pushut, to have a wealth and gold and silver. They should push to have them. That's why they have to Makayim the with a gold silver. Okay, not a 4 minutes or short thing, yeah. First mitzvah, the first mitzvah of the Yidden were given as a nation, yeah? Rashi the Toshav started here. What's special about this mitzvah? Could be the Pshat is, the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is the one mitzvah where we're totally meshubah to Chazal. The Inyan of the Kiddush Havana was only the Bezdin did it, and whatever they decided, yeah, Yidden made a mistake, yeah? And the idea is, you start to become conscious, you have to meshabad yourself to the Chachma Yisrael. And the whole Indian of the Zman is trying the best. This was when we saw the Kirk, they decided for Shchodesh, they can change the whole Bria. A person doesn't have Veri, he's B'mitzvah. If it's one more day, he's not B'mitzvah. Change the whole thing. A person's Chir Misi, yeah? Changing the calendar can have major ramifications, yeah? Wow, when are you B'mitzvah? When we're on a certain day. What date? What month is it, yeah? A person thinks he's B'mitzvah, they decide an extra month. A mortgage decided they decide the last minute. Someone thought B'mitzvah, another month's been added to the calendar. These in Yonim are where we, the Chazal show they control the whole Torah. Yeah? And it shows also in your Torah, the Tzlach says in Akdama, and the Sefer Tzlach in Akdama, he says, Zroim Moyed Noshim Rizikim Koshim Taras. Yeah? The six of them, the Rosh Torah says, Zman Nokat. Yeah? Zroim Moyed Noshim Rizikim Koshim Zman Nokat. He's up in the Red Yehuda, we learn Torah Shabbat, we learn Mishnayis. We want to have a Simon. For the truth of Torah Shavar Peh. We want to have a raya as the Torah Shavar Peh is kuloi direct masinai. Zman, knock it. Take the zmanim. How do we have zmanim? Why is Pesach not in the middle of winter? If the lunar calendar is 11 days behind the solar calendar, then eventually what happens is Pesach will be in the winter. Why did it happen? Because every stuff will have a leap year. But how does it all work out? It wouldn't be exact. Everything would get out of position, yeah? So how do we know exactly every Yom Tov it is, and how do we know when Shchodesh is, and all the Yom Tovim all depend if Bezdin make with Shchodesh. So the end of Kiddush HaChodesh, and if you go against Bezdin, as we understood in the Mishnah, you end up eating on Yom Kippur. Rav Gamliel, what happened? You got a different cheshbon, and he said you have to accept the opinion of Bezdin, if it means eating on Yom Kippur. So the Indian of subjugating oneself to the das of the Torah, and the Indian of Atam Afilim, even if Bezdin got it wrong, you have to accept Bezdin, and the whole Indian is Torah Shabbat Peh. It's called Soyuz HaIbo, yeah? So also no one understands it properly even. Well, how it all fits in. Yeah, well, how does the moon and sun, how does the calendar stay always within a certain range, yeah? It's like bizarre, the first mitzvah, before you're in the waiting season, you have to mishabud yourself to the Chachma Torah. The first mitzvah, other mitzvahs, you make a mitzvah, finish. Balas HaPeret finish, I've got my Peret, I've got my mitzvah, I can do it now. But Kiddush HaChodesh is one mitzvah that everybody's at the mercy of the Chachma Torah, and the fact they can change the date, they can add an extra day to the month, or an extra month of the year, shows that God Kirk now is then control of the whole Bria. The whole thing is Zman, yeah? Makadish Israel, the Hazman. And first, the whole Zman comes from Klausel. That shows the Hashivas of Klausel, the Torah, has been given to our hands to decide. And every Shaila exists, we are kofuf to the Chachmisol. And which mitzvah, the best mitzvah to demonstrate this inyan that we are completely at the mercy of the Chachmei Yisrael is the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Because no one understands it, and it'll have major ramifications. Better make a decision. And more than last minute, yeah? In olden times, end of the day, suddenly, noch a chodesh, yeah? Noch a more purim, if I imagine. Noch a more apirim, yeah? And shikha noch a more one yotzer, was there any other issue there? That was the mitzvah that was chosen before we're going out of Mitzrayim. But Kabbalah Torah, hachoyz yalachem, roish chadosh, inyam chadoshim, it was vice akdomah to Kabbalah Torah to mevatel themselves to the Chacham Yisrael.
So I'm not going to say that Mashiach is also Moira. He says that certainly the Machas Bechor wouldn't affect the Bnei Yisrael, but there were millions. You know, there's actually a man over 20. There were millions. So by the law of nature, at least a few.